95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That is Guy. I am Riggs. And it's time for Riggs and Guy Brew Review. And that is Amelia at SR Perot World Headquarters in parts unknown, Florida. But Amelia, you were kind enough to bring a very special guest to this Daytona 500 weekend brew review, didn't you?
That's right. We've got Rusty Wallace.
What?
On the phone with us today.
What? The legend. Good morning, Rusty.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be on your show this morning.
Well, thanks for classing it up. We appreciate it because we usually just sneak in here on a Friday morning and have a few sips of some fine SR Perot products and enjoy what is now a race weekend. And Amelia, you've assembled some great beverages that are perfect for anybody who's going to be doing a little tailgating or just heading to the track and bringing that cooler with them, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're going to be starting off with some Miller Lite Classic. You know, when it's race time, it's Miller time.
There you go. I feel like that should be a slogan. Rusty, the Miller people, you've had some good times with them over the years.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I started my career with them back in 1991, and it was a long run all the way to 2005. And
wow.
Those guys were great to me. We drank a lot of beer. We had a lot of fun. We went to a lot of parties. It was really good. But before we get started, I just want to thank everybody from SR Perot. Those guys have been that distributorship out of all the guys in the country that I deal with. They've treated me like $1 million, and they still remain really good friends of mine.
Wow, that is, I mean, that's impressive. And that is saying something, as you mentioned, Rusty, to have a sponsor by your side for that long a period of time in any sport is impressive, but especially in the changing world of NASCAR.
Yeah, NASCAR has changed a whole lot, and I've dealt with the whole thing. So it was, and it takes really good distributors and people thinking out of the box to make stuff really cool. And that's what SR Perot did and Miller, and they're still doing that.
Of course, Rusty. We're happy to support you over the years and even to have you here today as well. Huge fan, and it just makes everything, you know, more special. And we love those relationships we have with all the race car drivers, and it's been great.
I mean, you've been to all the tracks, Rusty, but what is special to you about Daytona International Speedway?
Well, the World Center of Racing, it's where everything started, and the companies here, NASCAR, and it's just great. I mean, I love Daytona. I love coming down here. I've got a home down here in Daytona. It's where I'm at now. And I, got great views. I get to see the Intercoastal Waterway and the ocean. And I got great restaurants we get to go frequent and hang out. And there's just a lot I love about Daytona. So nobody ever has to sell me on that. And I've had some good runs here in Daytona. I had some bad ones, too. I've had some bad wrecks. I think 1993 was one of my worst. I went end over end about 15 times down the back straightaway here at Daytona.
Wow.
But didn't get hurt. But
I've
had really good runs, too. So one of my best runs was back in the late 90s when I won the Busch Clash, the big race that ran in Daytona the other night. And I just really love this place.
It's how have we not hooked up and gone to get a grilled cheese sandwich with Rusty in a Miller Lite? How has that not happened yet, Guy? I can't believe it. This is
it needs to happen.
Yeah, well, absolutely it'll happen. We got Amelia, book that for us. we got Amelia. You brought some other beers too, so we had some tasty Miller Lite, which is good. I need the light. What else have you brought us today?
Hey, we're rolling into Keystone Light. That's the new brand that's sponsoring number two driver today, Brad Keselowski.
Okay. When you get a guy like Brad under the banner, Rusty, is there, you know, I'm sure you get tapped for advice a lot. What's the best piece of advice you would lend to somebody trying to maintain their lane in the final laps at Daytona?
I tell you what, we've seen a lot of crashes at Daytona, you know, in the 500s of late, and you know what's crazy? The wrecks always used to happen in the corners. Now most of the wrecks are happening in the straightaways. I mean, there's all kind of crazy stuff going on. But Brad Keselowski, who drives the two car now, the car that I used to drive, he is really good at Daytona. He's really good at predicting who he needs to hang out with on the track and not hang out with. Some of these guys, they're all great drivers, but some of them are a little more squirrely than others. You know, some you can rely on and some you can't. And Brad's good at figuring that out. So he's always had pretty good runs here at Daytona, and I expect more of the same.
It's funny. You mentioned the class the other day. We heard Chase say that he didn't want to wreck Blaney. There are guys that he wouldn't mind wrecking. And I would imagine through your career, you might have encountered some of those guys who might not have been as good of friends as others on the track, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Like the late Dale Earnhardt Sr., I mean, he was a heck of a driver. Off the racetrack, he was one of my best friends. But when we got racing each other, I mean, he acted like he didn't even know me. So that was something else. And, you know, the other night in the Busch Clash with Blaney and with Chase Elliott, I'm up there in a Motor Racing Network booth. I'm announcing a Daytona 5 or the Busch Clash with MRN, the voice of NASCAR. That's what I do a lot. And you could see that thing getting ready to go bad because Blaney got past him. Then all of a sudden, Chase kept running him down under braking, and they had one corner left. And when they came in there, I said, you know, I know they're best friends, but he's going to have to sail that baby in there if he's going to win this race. That's right. He sailed that thing in there and hit him right in the side, wrecked him and the other car. And what a mess that was.
Right. And, you know, you look at that angle, too. There's no margin for error, especially when you're in a chicane like that. There's just no – you're trying to put two large things in a small space, basically, right?
Yeah, and you got a lot of adrenaline flowing. A lot of people are really jacked up wanting to win that race. So it was a tough deal. It was. But, hey, you know, one thing I was listening to when you were talking is about the Keystone beer, Keystone Light. I mean, that's going to be a pretty cool deal. I mean, everybody's used to seeing Miller Light on Brad's car. But Keystone's coming in, and everybody's changing. Everybody's doing different things. And so I had some Keystone the other day. It's a good tasting beer. It really is. It's a lighter beer. And I believe that's what I'm going to have to stick in my refrigerator, too. So I got the Miller Lite in there, and I got the Coors Light in there. Right. It looks like I got to stick some Keystone since I'm a Miller guy, right?
That seems right. Pick up some Keystone Light. Yeah, 30 packs are on sale at Walmart and Winn-Dixie's. So 30 rack, it'll do you good, and you're going to save some money doing that, too.
Or if you want to find one closer to you, srprod.com/beerfinder. This is a very smooth beer.
Yeah, this is. Now, Amelia, I know that you brought us. Rusty's going to be happy about this. I don't know if we had a courier run some beer over to Rusty or not. But the champagne of beers is about to make an appearance on the Brew Review.